What's that? Someone dropped a crate off to the library? Must be the boss's shipment. Well, open it up. Ah, yes, the fish food. They never bring this to the right place. When you leave for the day, can you let Artemis know another shipment got misdelivered? She's the owlbear on floor 3. Use the side staircase, remember, not the main one. Yes, the office marked Artemis F. You're taking notes? Good habit. Perfect, thank you. The other package? Shh, not so loud. Are you trying to get everyone killed? You can leave the goldfish with me. I'll make sure it gets to the right person. Gods, are you new or something?
You are?
Oh. Well, still, you should be more careful discussing things like that in a place like this. And so loudly. This is a library, after all. All right, relax. Stop fussing. It was an innocent mistake. So, you're the new intern. I'm Lynn. Well, everyone calls me Lynn. More properly, Lindria Firebrand. What's your name? Oh, hey. That's... plain. Good. No, it's good. I'm not laughing at you. I'm sorry, but when you work here, you get used to the abnormal. What do I mean? Haven't you noticed something a bit odd about the staff here? Reference librarians and Lamia, head of bookkeeping and restorations as a drider. And there's the drow girl working in the basement, though I doubt you'll see her much. Not to mention the succubus working reception at the front desk. Surely you noticed her on the way in, huh? No? My. And they say I'm clueless. I guess some of us do look ordinary sometimes. Passive glamour. It's a library, so some free-floating mundane, or boredom, or maybe anti-distraction spell. Well, maybe next time you talk to HR, you can ask about the reference files on your coworkers. Nothing confidential, of course, but small folders to help everyone adjust and know each other's pet peeves and magical affiliations or afflictions. You can ask her about the pool of water that takes up most of her office. Why, yes. You're quite perceptive now that I've literally told you about us and you're looking for them. I do have a set of horns on my head and a tail. But I'm not a succubus. I'm a dragon. See? Thin tail, but I'm not self-conscious. Scales, though, and it tapers to this little nub instead of a spade or a spike. Of course I have wings and scales. Dragons are obligate shapeshifters. We do a good job automatically, and it's in my nature to keep my scales and wings under the robes and head off wandering eyes, or fascinated glances, given the properties of my scales and their luster. If I stayed full size, then everyone would run away. Dangers aside, we want people to use the library. So how about it, short stuff? What secrets are you hiding? Nothing infernal, or you'd be a bit more silver-tongued. My detection aura didn't spot a divine bone in your body, either. You hiding scales under those clothes? Horns somewhere in the hair? Let me run my fingers through. Nope. Okay, I give up. Spill it. What are you? Huh. Human? How did you get past HR? No, I know discriminatory hiring isn't okay, and we don't do it. But a human, without substantial magical skills or some kind of enchanted equipment, can you even safely do this job? Bit exotic, I suppose. There's stories about this place, and not many humans come in. No one who couldn't fight a small army on their own, in fact. But, yes, I've met my fair share of humans in my time. Long lifespan. Of course, most of them were after my horde, so our time together was brief. You'll be fine. I'll help you get adjusted. I didn't mean to suggest you're in any danger with the talk about the other humans. Huh? Of course I have a horde. I love treasure. I think we all do, though some dragons have pretty loose definitions. And we get quite aggressive when it comes to defending it. So don't get any ideas. Oh, no, don't worry, little human. I wasn't threatening you. You'd know if I was threatening you. But anyway, what made you want to intern at a place like this? There must be safer options out there for work. Really? A wizard? You're studying to be a wizard? Okay, probably makes sense why they let you in. Oh, I'm sorry, dear, but you might be in the wrong profession. What do I mean? Never mind. Just, it'll be fine. Oh, me? Well, like I said, for a while I would just go out and gather treasure, sleep on a pile of gold, terrorize a few villagers into sacrificing some virgins, invite the virgins in, give them a talk about how to reform their village, and how they should depose their elders for being dumb enough to give them to me in tribute when I would have taken a larger bar of gold or a good meal, send them back. Some went back virgins, some climbed into my bed, whatever. But then one day, a man came in with a proposition. There was a beholder looking to staff his guild. What's a librarian but another type of dragon? They just hoard information and books. Some of us do, too. I have an inherent connection with someone who wants to protect his own hoard. He offered me a job as his secretary in charge of the records department in the library. There's a whole guild here, you know. The pay was good, and I've always been a bit of a bookworm. So I took it. Hasn't been long. 15 years or so? Oh, that's the end of the shift for today. Hey, look, I didn't know how new you were when I started handing out errands. So on second thought, I can have Artemis pick up the crate tomorrow. Come help me get something down from the storage closet before you go? It'll just take a second, I promise. Yes, thank you. No talking. I have wings and magic. Why would I need help getting something off a shelf? You know, when someone jokes with you and leans in close and tells you a ton about herself, she's probably flirting with you. I did say you were cute, but I'm going to have to add oblivious to whatever personnel dossier HR does up on you. Oh, sweetie. You should really pay more attention. Although I have to admit, I find it cute. Use more tongue. Wait. Wait. Someone's walking by. Okay. Everyone should be gone now. It's basically end of business in this wing, but we should still hurry. The janitors will be here in an hour. We'll be fine. I know. I can see the tension in you. It's the predator in me. I'm always watching for the fight or flight, the bunching of muscle. A lot of us are like that. Chill. It's okay. Let go. I've wanted to do this for a while, and no one ever took the hint. Guess you didn't either. You thought I needed help reaching a high shelf. Oh, don't be shy. Look at me. I was joking about the scales, and my scales are soft anyway. But don't you want to feel my soft skin against yours? Feel my hands glide down your bare chest, rub your nipples, slide between your legs. Like my fingers? I'm very skilled with every part of this body. I chose it on purpose. But here, let me assume a halfway point. Mm. You see my wings now, don't you? I think having some scales on my inner thighs like this draws the eye, keeps things interesting. Maybe I'll put these scaled thighs on either side of your head sometime, and you can lick between, check the view. Yeah, I'm a red. Nothing wrong with that. We're not all evil, you know. But we are all creatures of appetite. That's it. Trust me. I'll take care of you. Just lean back. Close your eyes. Here, sit on this table. I cleared it off a long time ago for this fantasy. Made sure it was sturdy enough to take the movement. But maybe that's for another day. Oh, you are turned on. Is it my breasts? Or my tongue? Or just the thrill? I don't think you've ever met anyone quite like me, little human. That was such a cute noise you just made. Damn. Okay, I have to taste you. The scent is hot in the air, and I've been wondering how you'll respond. See how long my tongue is? I can move it anywhere, please. I'll taste you very deeply. Remember your taste. For now, I'm more than confident enough to get down on my knees and have a taste. That little moan you made. Good stuff. You taste good. Relax. Yeah, here, reach down. I'll stop licking for a bit. This'll turn you on. Slide one hand onto my breast. Feel how pointy my nipples are, and the soft little ring of scales on my areola. I know you want to touch them. This is one of the things I've always liked about humanoid forms. The boobs are eye-catching, and sometimes you just want to grab and touch them. Speaking of grabbing, I'll stand up, pick you up by your hips, lean you against the shelf. It's okay. Trust me, I gotcha. Now slide one hand down here. Feel how wet I am. That's because I've got you here, alone with me. And it's a bit of a fetish to do this so close to exposure. And the feeling of your pussy dripping as I trace my fingers over it, knowing I have you in the palm of my hand, is getting me worked up. I think I've found a new treasure to add to my hoard. Yeah, don't worry. I use precisely the amount of strength I mean to. No more, no less. You're safe. Even when I slip my fingers inside like this, curl them, rub inside your body. That's it. Shiver for me. Let out those sweet little whimpers. There's no one else to hear you. No princess, no virgin sacrifice to save you from my clutches. She'd probably join in, face it. They say dragons have a thing for princesses, but they actually get pretty into us. First thing they do is try to seduce the dragon. Once they see the humanoid form and stop screaming anyway. Oh? Is this your essence dripping out of you down here? Coating my fingers? You're just making it easier and more slippery, so I can push two fingers inside. Or should I stop? Oh, I'm just playing coy again. Though I wonder if my succubus friend will be able to sense there's sex going on. This might turn into a threesome after all, now that I think of it. Mm. That's right. I'm going to just roll my fingers inside you until I find every spot you respond to. See how you shiver, how all the muscles shiver. I can see the exact path this pleasure is taking, electrically jetting up. I better slow down, or you might be coming before I've even begun to use my tongue much. How does it feel, having two of my fingers curling, beckoning, pushing you along? Oh my, you can't even form proper words anymore. You really should try to keep your concentration in check if you plan on becoming a wizard. Spell failure chances really getting up there right now, I think. Who knows what might distract you on a battlefield? Maybe some wayward dragon girl might pin you against a shelf, slip her fingers inside, and start giving you a good time when you're trying to cast a spell. Why don't we practice for that? Kiss me. Bit too much for you? Every time I push them in and out, you end up bucking and trying to grind on my hand. But I'm too quick. You'll have to wait until I want you there. Until I want your clit to get stimulation. For now, kiss me and take my fingers in and out. Can you feel that heat, little human? I can heat up any part of my body, you know. When I get excited, I can't even really hold back. I guess I can keep it at a safe temperature for you to touch me, but only just. Not many people would so boldly grind into a dragon's palm or kiss her so openly. I said the heat won't get too bad. Relax. Don't try to take my toy away from me. It's such a tasty toy. Tell me, when you first applied here, did you think you'd have a beautiful dragon woman on her knees for you within a week? I don't actually know how long it's been, but I'm assuming. Who here first made your breath quicken? Who got you up between your legs first? It's a nice crowd, honestly. Maybe you had your eyes on the succubus who greeted you on your first day. Even I envy those tits, and I hand-morphed men with magic. Or that shy little drow girl. Is she more your type? She'd just die if she was playing so close to a loud main hallway. So much risk of exposure. Do you want to see her squirm on her knees as she savors the taste of you? The feel of your folds on her tongue as she makes you buck by vacuum sealing your clit in her pretty little mouth? No, I don't believe that. Your thighs keep clamping around my face, and you're just soaked down here. You like a forceful approach. You want to know that I want you. For it to be clear. For me to firmly tell you, I want to taste you. I want to see you climax. See what happens to your face. Do your eyes roll back as you come? I want you to fall in love with what my tongue can do to your hot, squeezing pussy. Do you like how flexible it is? I can taste you. And I'll be able to detect when you're turned on from now on, you know. Mm. because I won't forget this taste. And I'll taste it in the air if you're turned on around me. You're looking at me, wondering what you've gotten yourself into. Well, it's better than whatever else you were going to do after work. Hold your legs down, keep you firmly in place. Slide my tongue inside, in deep. You're delicious. Yeah, I'm enjoying this. I don't have to worry about you going after my hoard or trying to work an angle. You're a bit too clueless for that. It's relaxing. That's all that's kept me from living out this particular fantasy. So how soaked can you get? How turned on can you get? No. Hold on. Here, I clench my fingers here. Slide two inside. One final lick on your clit. And just massage inside. Come anytime you want. Don't get exhausted, though. If you come too much, then you'll have no energy for when I really get going. I can't wait any longer. I'm soaked. And you're going to get to see up close. Here, lay back on the desk. I'll climb up with you. It can take her weight. I don't weigh that much, and most furniture in this building is enchanted in some way. There, see? Do you like the little trails of scales on my inner thighs? Well, you have a hot girl's pussy above your face. Get licking. Can't you see how turned on I am? And as for yours, I'll use my tongue on your clit, but your insides are wet enough for the special treatment. Yeah, that's right. The tip of my tail is smooth and tapered enough. Here, I'll use some of your juices and... my spit. Get it nice and ready. Taste me. Lick me. Feel me. Oh. If I just went home without sliding this inside you, I'd regret it. It's erogenous, you know. This'll feel amazing. Now I'll just straddle your face. Lick me deep as you can. Touch anywhere. Just don't rub the base of the tail, or it might get too excited thrusting into you. There. It's nice, isn't it? Just the tip. You're so hot inside. Not as hot as me, though. My juices should be just safe enough for you to lick up. I can control my body temperature, but any part of me could get very hot if I wanted to let loose. You're safe. It's okay. Feel my breath on your pussy. I'm going to suck on your clit now and then. But my tail will do most of the work. Just the tip at first. It's no thicker than any toy you might have at home. But the heat, well. You feel that, little human? Don't worry, I'm keeping the temperature just on the safe side. Still hotter than anyone else you'll ever be with. It feels like you're melting right into me, doesn't it? Like we're connected. My tail... your pussy. Any kinks or soreness down there will melt away too. So slippery and ready. That heat's magic. It'll spread out and keep you burning for me. No draft, no cold will keep you down. Which means your body thinks it's as comfortable as it can be. So you're relaxing. Should be able to put an inch or two more inside. Yeah. Moan for me. Lick me. Turning me on. So let your voice out. Why hold it back? No one nearby. I can sense it. And this tail, I can swivel it back and forth. Push your inner walls to stretch you a bit, even without sliding more of it in. So it won't be too much. Don't want you overwhelmed. Well, yes, I do. Just on my schedule, rather than all at once. Overwhelmed. Coming. Dripping. Letting me taste how much you desire me as I do every dirty thing you can think of. And more that I'll have to teach you about. I can feel every twitch, every shiver in your body underneath me. Maybe I'll have them schedule you for late night duties for the next few weeks. I could use an assistant, and you seem to enjoy my company. Stay right there. Don't roll too much side to side. Keep your tongue on my clit. Yes. Perfect. Stay. Oh, just like that. Oh, if you close your legs too much, I can't easily get my tail in and out. It's involuntary? Okay, I'll hold you down. All for your own good. Yeah, you didn't guess I was that strong. But I felt how hard you licked me, so it must turn you on. Now keep going. Touch me too. Tongue and fingers both. I need more. You've got me pretty hot, squeezing down on my tail like that. I can move it in and out. It's easy. It's more than long enough to reach, even while I'm riding your face. I bet I could feel you completely. And then just make it vibrate and... Like how it feels, yeah? The sound of you being fucked. Exquisite. Must be audible in the hallway, you know? You seem out of breath, human. Am I fucking you too hard? Riding you too much? Well, not like I can help it. Your tongue feels good. Gotta grind myself off on your lips and tongue. And if you got a little soaked with my juices, well, try to keep up. Use your tongue better, harder. We'll need to work on your constitution, as well as certain of your muscles, if you plan on being my assistant. Yes. We need to hurry up. The cleaning staff will be here soon. Here, you're having trouble staying still to let me ride. Shh, relax. I'm just pinning you to the desk with my tail. Lay the heavy middle part over you. Don't worry. The tip and first few inches aren't going anywhere except in and out, deep inside of you. I need to hold you still if you're gonna squirm this much. And I don't want to accidentally pop out of you. Fuck no. I don't want your pussy anywhere except all around my tail. I feel so much. I have just as much sensitivity as I want my body to have. And I didn't skimp when I chose a humanoid form, but kept the tail. Oh, yeah. Must feel good, not having to move. Not being able to move, even by accident. That's a little human. You can thrash about as much as you want, but you're not going anywhere. But you can keep licking me. I know it feels so intense. My pussy is so hot right now. Right at the edge of safe. And my tail is the same inside you. But I'm not gonna stop. Not till we've both come. Oh. You know, just because my tail's over your thighs doesn't mean you can't push your face up between my legs. Push your tongue in. Take some initiative. Your shoulders and arms are on the desk for leverage, and I'm not using my full strength. I'm sure you can get even closer. Press your tongue even deeper inside me. Oh, yes. That's it. Fuck me back. Use your tongue. I'll take everything you can give me, and more. You're not going to hurt me, even if you tried. So go for it. Suck. Lick. Push your face against me to lick as deep as you can. Just a little longer. I'm almost there. Fuck me, little human. Fuck me as hard as you can. And I promise, this won't be the last time. Do you know what's going to happen when I come? My pussy is going to clench on your tongue. You'll feel me convulse. Lick the juices. I'll push this tail as deep as I can and stretch your limits. I could feel some places that might make you twitch more. Remember what I said about picking my body when I shapeshifted? Well, we all know the limits of what we can mark into our bodies. We all experiment. As we're getting ready to fuck in our humanoid form for the first time. And if you get good at it, a dragon girl can orgasm for up to 10 minutes straight. Did you know that? Just think about it. My hot, wet cunt grinding on your face as I climax, helpless. I'll be licking you, lost in my own climax. Determined to push you to just as many. No rest, no relief for either of us, because I'm gonna be on top of you. Coming and grinding down on you, licking up every drop, licking your lips, pushing my tongue deep. You could black out. You could come again, and again, too. Are you hot under me? I might get even hotter. No telling what's going to happen until it happens. I have to mark you, after all. Make you remember who this belongs to now. Oh, squeeze and relax. Feel the difference, the control. My tail deep inside. Squeeze around it, then relax. Oh, hot inside. Going to. Yes. I'm not going to hold out any longer. I warned you. That's just fair. And it's got you all tensed up. So you'll come harder. So come with me. Under me. Oh, our moans might echo outside. Oh, fuck. Thinking about that. I think. Oh, yeah. Setting me off. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, let me control the tempo. Fuck you deep. Oh. The more you lick me, the faster you get. Fucked by my tail. Yeah. Work your hips a bit. Push. Push. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Yes. It's okay. Oh, it's okay, little human. Oh, let it out. Oh, you're stuck in there. I could pull away, but I don't want to. I want you licking me. Actually, I just tried to pull away. Oh, didn't work. Grinding harder. And my tail feels so nice inside you. Neither of us is unaffected. So I'll moan and thrash on top. And you can cry and beg and squirm and whatever else you need to do. But this is just how it's gonna be. Fuck. Thick. Hot. Yeah. Right inside me. Taste me. Lick inside. Take my tail in. Oh. It's just not stopping. Fuck. Oh, I'm so into doing it in here. Spent a lot of days thinking about coming in here and fucking someone's brains out. Oh, can't ease up. Gotta. Oh, man. Oh, fuck. When I come down, when it ends. When you're done coming with me. Oh. We need to get out of here quick. Before the janitors find us. And this puddle of our juices on this table just wrecked. Oh. Wonder if anyone else's sense of smell. Oh. Fuck. Fuck. My clit is just. It sparks. So good. Fuck. Wonder if anyone knows. Oh, making me hotter. Oh. Fuck. Whole body's on fire. Just lay there. Here. I'll wrap my arms under. Grab your ass. Pull my tail out. Oh, do you feel empty? Well, my tongue can take its place. Oh. Come for me. With me. Yes. Oh. As soon as I stop coming, we need to get out. Now just hold still and try to take it. Try to come as much as you can. Let's eat each other out just a little longer. Shh. Let me hold you. Oh, lick me deep. You taste. Oh.